All I found is vegetables. Guys, my cats are not vegan.
With malnutrition at catastrophic levels in Gaza, many families are barely finding enough food to feed themselves, let alone their pets. Proud cat mama Lema Delul has been documenting her struggles trying to keep her four cats alive during the war.
I searched for hours walking in dangerous streets just to find something for them. 1 kilogram of dry food used to cost only $3 before the war, and now it costs like $100.
But some people have questioned Lema whether this food should go to people instead. She says she refuses to choose who deserves to live.
They are my babies. Look at them. They are living beings, and giving them the baby food doesn't mean that I don't care about other people.
And she's not alone in battling to keep Gaza's pets alive. Sulela is the only animal rescue organization in the entire strip, feeding and treating countless strays throughout. They've raised almost £65,000 from foreign donations, but it's still not enough to meet the demand.